I went to Africa. I went to the motherland, find my roots. Right? 700 million black people. Not one of them motherfuckers knew me. I looked in every phone book in Africa. I didn't find one goddamn prior. Only one familiar name I saw, Jabo Walker. I called him up. They said he was in Arizona. So I went to the motherland. It was so beautiful. Just seeing black people in charge of everything. I'm talking about from the wino to the president. It was black, blue black, original black. The kind of black where you go, black. And landing at the airport in Nairobi, man, just fill your heart up. You see, you look at all the black people. And you realize that people are the same all over the world. Because people in Africa fuck over your luggage just like people in New York. What was funny was seeing white folks walk down the street and look for each other. And it's great to walk down the street in Africa because every black person in Africa reminded me of somebody here. They did, man. I'd watch it. That motherfucker looked like Joe Frazier. I say, God damn. Right? And he'd be the president of the bank and shit. You go, that motherfucker, Joe Frazier, God. If Joe Frazier could see this motherfucker, he wouldn't come out of retirement. And you see winos that I knew here, I see them in, they be diplomats and shit. Right, you go, Willie the Wino! Look at this motherfucker! That's what he's supposed to be! And you see the women are the most beautiful, elegant people, like Vogue magazine and shit, be trying to work on that shit for years just to stand like these people, right? And you be looking, it's just, my eyes was full. Jack, I was going, God damn, look at this shit. And cause in my mind, like most people, in my mind, I figured Africa is a lot of jungle and shit. You know, Tarzan. Tarzan wouldn't last a week in Africa. Or they probably just call him old crazy white man. They go, you say, where's Tarzan?
You mean the crazy white man? Yeah, back up in the trees with the bamboos.
You say, is Jane with him?
No, she horn in Nairobi.
And you go into the jungle, like in the country, man, I'm telling you, it's something like to drive around and see all these motherfucking animals and shit in person. Cause it ain't like at the zoo, they be bullshitting us at the zoo. Right, cause you get into the jungle for real, it's the real deal. You look at a rabbit and some tell you, don't fuck with that rabbit. Cause a rabbit have a different attitude, like they know you don't belong there, right?
Is it? Roll a window up there.
Well, it's just a rabbit. Fuck you, roll the motherfucker. One more. Oh.
I ain't never seen no rabbit look at me like that.
Right? Because we go to the zoo. We all go to the zoo. Fuck with the lions and shit, right? Because you see the lion can't get out and shit, is it? Hey, lion. Hey, motherfucker. But when you see a pride of lions, about 20 of them motherfuckers hanging out, they have a different attitude, like the lion in the bush. I'm like,
yeah, get your ass out the car. Bring the camera, too. Because we're going to eat all that shit.
I saw, like, the lioness, the women do the hunting, right? I saw the lioness, three of them hunt down a Cape buffalo. Now, the Cape buffalo is the baddest motherfucker on four legs, except for these bitches chasing it. And the lioness, they be signaling each other, man, and you know they can't talk. And them motherfuckers ease around like that. And one of the buffalo saw the lioness and tipped away from the rest of her. Didn't say shit. And tipped right into these other two bitches, right there.
All shit.
And went to turn back, and they was on his ass and broke everything. Motherfucker didn't have time to y'all help.
Is it, huh?
And you know in the movies how you see the buzzards and shit circling overhead? These motherfuckers drove up in a truck.
Jump down, keep the motor running. We won't be long.
I saw two cheetah, man. They went after some gazelle. Two cheetah, I mean, these are some fast, man. It seemed like they were talking to each other because they was in the bush and the gazelles were over there and the cheetahs said, you want to go get these, man?
Saying, oh, man, they're too close. Yeah. Wait till they get another 100 yards.
So how's the wife and family? Yeah, everything all right? Yeah, well, tour season going to open up. Might be able to get us something this year. Shit, I got an arm last year. Yeah, they far enough now. You ready? And the gazelle heard the mother said, ah! And the other gazelle said, run! I can't move! Tough shit! And one of the gazelles put a move on the cheetah, made him mad too. And the cheetah couldn't stop faster. He fell over 800 times. I got up, I'm gonna get you, motherfucker. Yeah, you got away. This time I'm gonna remember your ass though. Make me look bad in front of my friend. I saw a giraffe that the lions had got, and the giraffe had got away, and half his ass was eaten off. Just hanging there like that, but the motherfucker had an attitude like,
fuck it, I'm alive.
Picked up a man hitchhiking, right? An African man. So I stopped because I figured, fuck it, it's his country. Motherfucker might see me coming back. He got in the car, and this motherfucker had an odor. I'm talking about this man had the odor. And we were driving in the car, and I looked in the rear view mirror, and this motherfucker was looking at us talking about, God damn, they stink. All that motherfucking cologne and shit. And he put his head out the window and said, God damn, I'm going to have to give this up. He made me pull over. I'm going to go back.
Oh, it's all right, you go. Ooh, you stink, motherfucker.
One thing that happened to me that was magic was I was leaving. I was sitting in the hotel lobby, right? And a voice said, what do you see? Look around. And I looked around, and I saw people of all colors and shapes. And the voice said, do you see any niggas? I said, no. I said, you know why? Because there aren't any. Because I'd been there 3 weeks. I hadn't said it. And it started making me cry, man. I said, holy shit. All the acts I've been doing and as an artist, a comedian, and speaking and trying to say something. And I've been saying that. And that's a devastating fucking word. That has nothing to do with us. Like, we are from a place where they first started people. In Africa. Right? I mean, in Kenya, I mean, Dr. Leakey, a white anthropologist.
I have to say that so the white people believe him. Well, that could be true. White, yes.
I mean, he found remains of man 5 million years ago that stood up and walked on earth. You know that motherfucker didn't speak French. I mean, black people, we are the first motherfuckers on the planet. What else I found out is the fact that aside from us being from the original people, so are the white people that we so call that. Because we all family. That's it, Jack. And fuck all that other shit. Because it don't mean nothing except about some cash. Because the black man was the first motherfucker to stand on the earth and say, where in the fuck am I? And how do you get to Detroit?